As always, we're grateful to Tom and the band and our tech folks and everyone who helps to make this service of worship meaningful, not only to us, but I hope makes a difference in your week, throughout the week. So thanks to you. Today is the final day in our series on boundaries. An example of having healthy boundaries really came to me this morning as I thought, you know, I really probably shouldn't spend a lot of time this morning talking to you about how excited I am that my Duke Blue Devils beat North Carolina in overtime at their place last night, right? But a healthy boundary would say, you know, y'all don't need to hear about ACC basketball. But it was a fun night. A healthy boundary for a preacher would be to try not to fix all of the mistakes of the sermon series on the last day of the sermon series. In fact, we're not going to talk about looking back. In fact, we're going to look forward, meaning we've spent 5 weeks together talking about boundaries, practicing boundaries, encouraging one another to consider healthy, whole relationships and maybe resetting some boundaries in your life. And so today we're going to look forward, meaning some ways that we can build on the successes of healthy boundaries. And so we're going to share briefly this morning 8 signs of healthy boundary growth. The alternate title is 8 warning signs that you're actually getting better. 8 warning signs that you're getting better. But we're going to talk about healthy boundary growth. And we're going to ground this in a passage from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And it's probably a familiar one to some of you. Because it has a familiar line in it that we often will use. So it's from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Paul writes, "But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love." Hopefully what we've been doing with one another this sermon series is empowering each other to speak the truth in love. Now, speaking the truth in love is not permission to tell everybody what's on your mind, right? Speaking the truth in love is toward the idea of building up one another into the image of Christ. And building healthy boundaries starts with ourselves, not telling everybody else what they're doing wrong, but rather reflecting on how God desires all of us to grow up, to mature into the image of Christ, into the body of which Christ is the head. And that sometimes requires speaking truth in love, and more often than not, speaking to ourselves with God's truth and God's love. So, if you've been so bold to begin practicing resetting some healthy boundaries in your life, if like me, you're a professional overcommitter, perhaps you've said no to some things. You've slowed down. You've taken some time for yourself. Maybe you're one of those who likes to have it your way and you don't like to hear the word no. Maybe you've taken some time to reflect. You know, maybe other people might have some good ideas, and I don't always have to have it my way. They'll be proven wrong or right on their own. I don't have to tell them in advance, right? So you've been setting some healthy boundaries. You've been resetting some relationships. You've been telling some people who perhaps you've been enabling. You've told them no. We'll see how we're doing with that. And if you haven't been doing that yet, we're going to look ahead to some 8 signs that maybe you're headed in the right direction. Okay. We're going to run through these pretty quickly, but they're in your bulletin if you want to take these home. Step 1, and this is going to sound odd for the pastor to say, you might be feeling some resentment. You might be feeling some resentment when you've set some new boundaries and people are still kind of violating those boundaries, or you've tried to set some boundaries and people don't believe you, or you've tried to change some dynamics in your relationships with people and they have begun to really kind of frustrate you. That resentment you begin to feel is a sign of a new reset boundary that you're living into. And part of it is some of us, many of us, have had poor boundaries for so long that we don't even really know what a healthy boundary feels like. And it feels weird. That's an important theological term I like to use. Weird. And we might begin to resent ourselves, our friends, the pastor for bringing this whole thing up, right? But here's the thing. Just like a fever is the way that God designed our body to let us know that it's fighting off something, a fever is a sign that the body is resisting something that's bad for you so that you can be healthy instead. The fever is not bad. The fever is just a sign your body's working. That resentment is a sign that your boundaries are beginning to work again. So when you feel that resentment, don't give up. Keep going. Because step two is you'll begin to be drawn to healthy people. Because there are healthy people in the world. We're not all bad. None of us are perfect. But some of us are a bit further down the journey. And there are people that you're going to begin noticing that have healthy boundaries. People who, at the end of the workday, go home. People who don't respond to your email or text till Monday morning. And when you get mad at them, they say, well, on the weekends, I turn off my social media, I turn off my phone, and I stay with my family. You do what? You've drawn that healthy boundary. You'll begin noticing there are people in this world who will say no to you. And there are people in this world who, when you say no to them, they don't get mad or angry. They say, okay, well, we'll see you next time then, I hope. You'll notice healthy people in the world, and you'll begin to be drawn to them. So when you see that, realize, oh, wait, there are some weird people in this world who have some healthy boundaries in their life. I want to be like them. Then third, you'll begin to treasure your treasure. Now, what I mean by this is you'll begin to notice there are things in your life that are good. They've always been there. You just maybe been stressed out and have been missing them. And there are things in your life that you truly have responsibility for and ownership of and that are truly yours, that you're responsible for, and you'll begin to notice how much God has blessed you. And you'll also begin to realize that healthy people value their feelings, their thoughts, their attitudes, their desire to grow and more into the image of God, and they treasure those things. And they treasure those simple gifts God has given to us, like our time, our family, our friends. You'll begin to treasure those simple things when you set boundaries, healthy boundaries, and you'll begin to slow down and notice all the good things. Now, here's an example of this in my own life. I've already confessed to you a couple times, both today and in other sermons, that I am a professional overcommitter. I love to tell people yes. I love to say I'll help you. This weekend you need help moving. Absolutely, I'll come help you. Anything I can do for you, right? And I've begun to notice over, several decades of doing this, is that what I'm actually doing is I love the affirmation that other people give when I help them. So much so that I begin to even crave that affirmation. And I'll sacrifice my own time because that affirmation feels so good. I'm treasuring that affirmation. I'm treasuring the desire to be needed rather than truly treasuring the simple and the slowing down and the, oh my gosh, the command that God tells me to stop and take Sabbath. So you'll begin to notice that you actually treasure those things worth treasuring. Four, you'll begin to practice baby no's. All right, we're gonna practice right now. On the count of three, you're all going to say no. One, two, three. No. Okay, now we're going to try the flip side, because sometimes you need to say yes. So one, two, three. Yes. All right, see, all of you know how to do it, right? It's not a problem of you not knowing yes or no. But the problem is we need to practice it. And trust it. So at this point in the process, you're going to notice and see there are going to be people in your life that you can say no to, and they're going to love you anyway. Safe people, good relationships, and you can begin to practice those easy no's. No, I'm not going to go to the movies this weekend. I really need to sleep. I really can't take an extra shift this next week. I actually have the time. It's just I committed to being home with my family. So I can't. And those healthy people will do the weirdest thing. They'll say, okay, great. Right? You'll practice those baby no's. And those people in your life will trust your no's because they'll learn to trust your yes when it's given freely with integrity. All right, here's the fifth one. It's the one I've been wanting to get to because it's the weirdest one for the preacher to say. You will begin to rejoice in the guilt. Rejoice in the guilt. This is what I mean by this. When you begin to set new boundaries, when you begin to reset new boundaries, you might bring on a sense of guilt. If you have been used to saying yes over and over and over, and you've been used to helping people in every situation, you have lent your cousin money after money after money. Every time they've needed money, you've done it, and all of a sudden you decide, I'm not going to do that anymore, you're going to feel guilty. And what I'm telling you is, that's a sign of health. Because, just like that fever is a sign of your body fighting off something bad, that first instinct is going to be feeling guilty. Because that inner critic in your life, that enemy that's going to tell you that you're letting people down, that guilt is trying to convince you to give up your boundary again and to go back to those ways that you've been living. So resist the temptation. In fact, rejoice in the guilt, because if you're feeling guilty, it means you're making some tough decisions. You're making some hard decisions. You're telling some people no so that you can tell other people yes. And maybe that person you're saying yes to is yourself. The number six, you're going to have to practice some grown-up no's. You've been doing good on your baby no's, but there's going to come a time in which you have to set a big limit. You're going to have to set something that's really been difficult for you. Maybe it's at work, maybe it's at home, maybe it's with a best friend, maybe it's with a coworker, maybe it's with a spouse. And you're going to have to set a big limit to reset and restore a healthy relationship. And when you give that big no, that other person's going to be angry with you. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be upset. They may act out. They may be abusive, emotionally, verbally. But here's the thing. You're going to then be tempted to think that you are creating conflict. But the reality of it is, the conflict has always been there. The boundary is just bringing it to the surface. You maybe have always been enabling someone in their bad behavior. That conflict has always been there. The new boundary has just brought it to the surface. And you're going to be tempted, because conflict is not what people like. All of us are conflict averse. We want everything to go well. And if there's any ruffling of any feathers, we think something's gone wrong. But no, sometimes good, healthy relationship boundaries will rise to the surface conflict. When you get there, don't give up. Go to number seven. After a time, you will rejoice in the absence of guilt. Has anyone ever started a new exercise regimen, right? You're like, okay, it's the first of the year or the first of the month or the first of the week. We like to start on firsts for some reason. You're like, all right, I'm going to work out. I'm going to walk 30 minutes after work every day. Or I'm going to go to the gym that I've been paying for 15 years, and this week I'm actually going to lift some weights. I'm going to start with the 5-pounders, right? You know, and then you see somebody over there with the 50-pounders, and you're like, I'll go the 10 pounds. I don't want to feel that weak, right? And what happens the next day, right? Oh, you hurt. You hurt so, this is just me? Am I the only one? Right? I hurt so much, right? And I'm like, why am I doing this, right? But I've noticed over time, if you stick with it, it doesn't hurt as much anymore. In fact, you start to feel better when you go work out. And just like an exercise regimen, the more you do it, the more your body adjusts to it. Same thing with your emotions, and he's setting these healthy boundaries. There's going to be a time in which you feel guilty, you feel conflicted, you feel like, oh my gosh, I think I've really broken a relationship because I've set some new tough boundaries in place. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're like, oh no, I feel good about this. I'm not guilty about saying no to this person anymore. I love them enough to speak truth to them. And our relationship is still intact. I don't feel guilty. When you reach that point, rejoice that your emotions have caught up with where God has longed for you to be, healthy and whole, speaking the truth in love to one another, and speaking truth to yourself. Which brings us to the last one, and that's loving the boundaries of others. Because there are going to be people in this world who are setting boundaries that are different from yours. They have different limits, different goals, different perspectives. And a healthy, whole person with good boundaries respects the boundaries of others. When someone says no, you don't get all bent out of shape. When someone says, I really appreciate you asking me, but this weekend I've committed to be with my family, you don't feel like they're letting the side down. You respect and love the boundaries of others because it's a sign that you have matured enough, that you recognize that other people need to grow more and more into the image of God. So, looking forward, I encourage you, move through these steps. Understand that God is growing you, and that growing is sometimes full of starts and stops, and your emotions will move in and out in these different ways. Now, I want to give a final word the thing that I love most about movies, particularly movies that are like true stories. I love the end of the movies when they do kind of a where are they now, right? You know, like 15 years later, so-and-so got elected, whatever. You know, I love seeing that kind of stuff, right? So we're going to do a little where are they now with those people we talked about on the first Sunday. If any of you remember way back when, I told you about four friends of mine. I changed their names because I didn't want to embarrass them. And truth be told, they are all of us, right? So what do they look like with healthy boundaries? Do you remember Rebecca? Rebecca is the person we talked about who always says yes to everything, never says no, always overcommits, always overdelivers. She never takes time for herself. She's the kind of person who's does everything for everybody, and she's burned out. Remember Rebecca? Well, a healthy Rebecca has learned that she can't truly say yes until she's learned to say no. She's learned that she doesn't have to do everything for everybody, and that some things just don't have to get done. And she's learned that she can take time for herself without feeling guilty. That's a healthy Rebecca. John, you may remember, John, as we described, is the avoidant type of person who always wants to be alone, never wants to let anyone help them. Their boundary is so tough and so tall, they never ask for help, and they're isolated. Well, a healthy John still likes to be alone. Nothing wrong with being alone. But he's learned that it's okay to ask for help. And it's okay to accept help. You can still be kind of your own person and let other people in a little bit. In fact, he's learned that it's not an inconvenience and that other people actually like spending time with him. That's a healthy John. Jennifer, if you remember, is the controlling type of person who always has to have it their way, always right, always wants to hear the yes, never accepts your no, kind of a bulldozer, bulldog kind of person. But you know what? She gets things done, right? But a healthy Jennifer has learned that people like to help as long as they are valued for their opinion and asked their thoughts. She's learned that she doesn't always have to have the last word and that other people have good ideas too. And she's learned that she can accept people saying no to her. Because when they finally say yes, she can really trust that they'll deliver on their promise. Finally, Bob, that strong, silent type who's always present but never really there. Bob has learned that showing your emotions doesn't mean that you're weak. In fact, it means you're strong enough not to worry about what other people will say about you if you share your own mind or your own heart. And in sharing, he's noticed he's now more aware of what other people are going through. He notices things more. He still doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, people hang on his every word. Now, friends, all of this takes time. All of it takes a journey. None of us are perfect. But God has asked that all of us trust in His desire to grow into the image of His Son. That we would speak truth to one another and truth in love to ourselves. That we would grow up in healthy ways and in every way grow into the image of the One who is the head of our body, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this time in which we have learned that you desire healthy relationships for each of us. You desire us to say no to the bad things, yes to the good things, to be in good and healthy relationships with each other and with you. Some of us are really good at this, and this has just been a good refresher and reminder, and some of us need your help. So we pray that your Spirit would guide us and that we wouldn't just let this be one of those sermons that fades into the background as we go about our regular routine. But help us live into your promise that we can grow in ways that give us health and that make us whole. Help us to speak truth in love. And help us to trust your truth that we can grow into the image of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.